Hi, welcome to the Inside Line on Getting More Business. Today we're going to talk about how much is too much social activity. This is Susan Hamilton, the Richardson Copywriter with 0 to 60 Marketing, and I wanted to talk to you about this because every business is a little different. It's unique, and so are their social styles. Not everything you see others do will work for your company. Social activity can't be ignored, but most small businesses that didn't grow up in a culture of social online behavior will agree that there isn't a whole lot of time for chit-chatting in the unknown with the whoevers. We've got a business to run. The superficial benefits to social engagement are pretty obvious. You know, it improves our brand recognition. You improve your thought leadership within your industry. You stay current with trends and information. But those reasons aren't enough to keep you interesting or interested in social activity. They're kind of flat, aren't they? Among the more brow-raising reasons for social engagement, though, the term social proof should have you rethinking social altogether. Your interaction with others online actually validates your company. You may have a great company in business for 20 years, but if you don't have social media profiles and descriptions for it, and you don't talk about it with social media, search engines don't really connect expert knowledge behind your brand with valuable website content. Website pages have to have a way to update with current information and relevant topics quite frequently and then be able to share it. If you're a beginner to social online engagement, these tips will help you develop a strategy that you can tweak as you progress. Start somewhere. I'm not advocating useless, time-intensive brand shouting. That won't help you. Use your platform to actually help others. Find the part of your why that brings real excellence to the table and teach others how that benefits them. Give people hope. Be a message of goodwill and good information. Be funny, enthusiastic, and genuinely helpful. This is just another way to connect with others, just like going to a networking function. Now here's 5 tips to get you started. First, decide when you're going to be available to engage. You don't have to be in these arenas constantly, but be accountable to yourself and pick 10 to 15 minutes a couple of times a day. If you're comfortable with more, fine. Just make sure you can still get your work done. Don't let it become this huge distraction, because that can be a hang-up all by itself. Use your quarterly marketing plan and your current month to pick topics that your company and employees should be talking about anyway, and develop your strategy based on that. Make sure you're getting that very current message out and about. You know, every platform isn't important right now, but one location will be better than another. Decide if it's Facebook, and by the way, you do have to have a business page. But it might be Twitter or LinkedIn that gives you the most lead generation as you are learning about social media and the different areas that you might exist in. And Foursquare, it sometimes is a great way. That's great for restaurants. Certain establishments do great with Foursquare. Get comfortable in one area before going on to another. Give yourself a couple of months in that first social setting. Then think about how often you want to share your topics and keep it to one of your own topics to, you know, ratio of one of your topics to about 3 of someone else's. And that way it's not just shouting your brand out there. You're really sharing some vital information from brands that you're either associated with or you work with in the community or others that you develop relationships with online. If someone else shares your material, you might want to look at what they're sharing and read it and see if it's worth sharing. And in that way, you start really taking advantage of what social media has to offer. You're both getting your brand names out there. Listen, don't just post and leave. Try to engage with another person. If it doesn't happen right away, that's okay. Being consistent will bring you results. When someone engages with you, respond. That's what it's all about. Now listen, have you subscribed to the Inside Line on Getting More Business? Inside Line subscribers get free downloads and valuable information before we share it anywhere else. Right now you can learn 5 keys to higher sales in 2012 when you subscribe today. If you found this post helpful, please share it. Use the handy buttons under this post and under this audio, and just go ahead and share that. Put it out on Facebook and Twitter. You can find us on 0to60marketing.com, and you can also find us on facebook.com/0to60marketing, and you can find me at SK Hamilton on Twitter.